Welcome to Alex Yegorov's Keto and Intermittent Fasting Lifestyle Podcast, where Alex shares his experience of many years practicing healthy lifestyle with lots of content about nutrition, weight loss, intermittent fasting, keto, and how to do all of that the right way so you can get results and actually keep them lifelong in a healthy and consistent basis. Let's begin. Okay, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. So let's as usual start with some things up and then we'll talk how are you and actually we'll deep dive into the thing. So it's been week number 21 since we work, which is 5 months plus 1 week, if I calculate correctly. And we've gone from 196 to, let me see what right now, from 196.6 to 148.4. So roughly 48 pounds lost. But for the last week, you've gained almost 1 pound. So before kind of 0.8 or something, you've gained for the last week. But we have actual, first of all, it's not important because we know that we're not always linear losing weight. We lose, we gain, we stick, but overall we're losing. So the first of all, you know that it's not a secret. And second of all, you also know it's not a secret. You've gone a period this week, so you've drawn more of the water. So it's actually what I was expecting. I was expecting if you lose zero or gain half a pound, that's good. So it's which is actually what happened. So we will drain this water by the next week, for example. So it's completely cool. I'm happy with results. 48 pounds for the 21 week. It's awesome. Yeah, very, very happy. You're doing really, really well. So wanted to sum things up about this last week. So don't even worry about this 1 pound of water. It's not important, right?
Sure. Yeah, I know. So part of the process.
It's part of the process, long-term game, So how do you do in this week overall? Of course, you got the period going, so you may be not that happy, I mean, that moody or whatever, less energy. It's normal. So, but overall, how did you last week went?
I think it was good. It was good. I felt really good, you know, most of the week. I mean, I went for walks during the afternoon because it's starting to get beautiful outside. I add that to this week because I enjoy going just, you know, for a walk, even 30, 35 minutes to an hour, just walking. And but it's been good. You know, I don't have any other problems, you know.
Did you enjoy the heart coherence to elevate emotion?
Yes.
I saw you. I checked your spreadsheet. Of course, I saw how much you walk as always, and the cardio and the workouts I've seen, and I've seen of course that you practice those 3 times on the days where you do workout. After that, you practice this heart elevated emotions, right? So how did you feel good doing that?
Oh sure, relaxing. Yes. Those 5 minutes, it's like I was trying to be, you know, focused and the exercise, like from the brain to my heart. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. I think
thinking something positive, something good that happened before, you know, something that maybe you want to fix, something. It's like myself. Be grateful that trying to be different every day, I guess it's like, try to control more your emotions every day. That's it. And understand them. Well, that's a good exercise. I'm going to continue doing it, you know.
Yeah.
The most I can. Yes. 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 I think it's good. It's really good.
It's good for everything. It's good for weight loss. It's good for health. It's good for your genes even turning in a good way, right? It's good for so many ways. If we have 2 hours to talk about, I can talk about it a lot. I don't want to talk too much about that in our call, this call. But just believe me, I'm studying it. I keep on studying it every day, the topic of the heart coherence and the how our emotions and our thoughts affect to our actions and actually our life. So it's very good to elevate those emotions, because a lot of the time we don't feel good when we feel low emotions, like low vibrations, like hate, anger, frustration.
Negative.
many negative doubts. There is so many negative emotions that we call lower one, and we're trying to elevate the high elevated emotions like love, gratitude, appreciation, love for life, like something from time to time. And it's trainable, meaning the more you train, the easier it gets, and the more that you on autopilot will feel that it's good for every area of the life. And in fact, you actually contribute. It's been proven by studies. You actually sending this, building this energy around yourself. And you're sending this energy to the earth, to the nature, to the universe, to other animals and human beings. So you're contributing to the goodness of the world. It's actually, before people were thinking it's just Buddhism, some kind of shit, or some kind of hippie, some crazy stuff. But now actually the science is been proven that that's actually the truth, that we have field around us as we have field electromagnetic around the world, around the planet, around the sun. We have that, and we actually more energy than physical. Even though you see me like physical body, we actually energy beings. We just don't see it, you know, like Wi-Fi signal. You don't see right now Wi-Fi or radio station, same like that. And we actually affect our energies around of us. And when we feel negative emotions, we shrink this energy and we became more physical, and we got into stress, into fight or flight mode, into cut something, steal, you know, that vibrations. So it's good to train from time to time those high elevated emotions of gratitude. Open your heart and just try to be with that, and it's very good. You know what? When you do this exercise, it releases 1,300 beneficial chemicals, different hormones like dopamine, serotonin, 1,300 ones. It's rejuvenating your body. It's so much more. As I said, I can talk about it for too long. Yeah. I don't want to spend too much time. Just believe me, this thing works. This thing works really, really well. And I'm happy that you are applying that, as I suggest. Yes. It's going to benefit your entire life. So that's very, very cool. You want to say something?
Actually, I even watched the whole free video that they have.
Yeah, from the HeartMath Institute.
Yes, and they have different exercises for different. Yeah,
so you check the
emotion.
Yes, it's very important. So, it's really good, and it's free course. So I sent you the link. Yeah,
I got a tape because I heard it at work. While I was working, but I think it's better when you have no noises around you. So I going to maybe when I'm doing my walking, I can, you know, listen it again, because there's a lot of information. And
yes,
I know there's like three or four different exercises that you can apply and practice. Yes.
It's a very good one. Yeah. Better to learn about how our heart actually important, and how it's connected with the brain and with the entire bodies and organs. And there is so much more into that. But yeah, I'm happy that I, introduced that part of me to you, meaning to share this knowledge. So now you can apply. And if you like it, as looks like you like, then you can hold it to your rest of your life and go with that. Yeah. It would be incredible. What else this week happened? You tried Bulletproof Coffee, as we agreed, and you had it once or twice. I don't remember. I think twice already, right?
Twice.
Looks like you also absolutely love this delicious creamy taste. Yes. I mean, I love it, but my wife and my mom, they're like, okay, it's okay. Wife doesn't drink. Mom like, oh, it's okay. I like more with the condensed milk. I said, of course, tons of sugar and condensed milk. Of course you like it more. But anyways, I abstain from those sugars and the condensed milk. So I have this Bulletproof coffee, or fat coffee, keto coffee, whatever people call it differently.
Whatever.
And I love the taste. I really do love the taste, and it fulfills me. So you want to keep on using that, right? Add into your meal plan to your lifestyle.
I like it. Like you say, it tastes like cream.
Yeah.
I was surprised when the first time I said, oh, let me try this. I said, for me, it tastes like a cappuccino.
Yeah, exactly. For me as well.
I don't know.
You see, sometimes you just don't want the solid food, like real breakfast. And you're like, hey, you know what? I will get my calories, but I will have my coffee, creamy, tasty, awesome. Just, you know, So blend it, and I think it's really beneficial. I do it a couple of times a week, and a couple of times a week in the morning. I have breakfast. The other days I go and I fast. Sometimes I fast 16 hours. Most of the time I fast 22 hours. Sometimes episodically I do like 26-hour fast, and sometimes I do fat fast, and sometimes I do protein fast. I do many things, and I just flip them around to my body to get different types of stresses to get stronger in a good way, right? Stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't always do the same. I flip things around to get the different metabolic adaptation for the body. So my body will get stronger and, well, adapted to the life, to different circumstances. Mm-hmm. So I'm not always, and I don't recommend my clients and just people in general to fast every day, even though I've been fasting for like 5 years straight every single day. But, last year I made the shift and now I'm purposely don't fast all the time. So sometimes I skip breakfast, sometimes I skip dinner. And sometimes when I do 22 hours fast, obviously I skip breakfast and dinner, right? Because within those 2 hours or 1 hour, I have only one meal. So I flip things around, and I want you in the future also adapt those, my knowledge, and try it. Because right now you keep on fasting from them evening to evening, so to speak.
Yeah.
But in the future, I want you to try the other way from the morning to morning. And I will explain how to do it. Basically the same, but you have, let's say you have breakfast and then you go no lunch, no dinner, no snacking, go sleep on an empty stomach fastest, and then wake up and you haven't fasted. So what I'm saying, you will get in different weight loss and health benefits and different adaptation. So for this week, no need to try that. I will walk you through this process. All I'm just saying is we try different things to find what better works for us and what we feel better. And we're just flexing our different muscles of our body, different fasting time, different intermittent fasting protocols, different fasting protocols and fat. What we're doing with you, fat fasting and whatnot. And we're doing a different exercise. We do high intensity interval training. We do Tabata, which is part of the high intensity, but there's different things to that. You know, sometimes we lift more heavier weights. Sometimes we're flipping things with you around to get different benefits from the, well, everything we do, the exercises, the fasting, the gratitude, the elevating good emotions. It's part of the program, part of the life. So I'm very happy that you kind of, you do everything that I suggest, and I think it's all so far beneficial for you, right?
Yes, it will. It will be, the more you do it, I think it's the better. Yeah. No, I'm open to everything that you ask me to do, because I know it's going to be for me, for my goodness. And
yes. I'm doing it not for me. I'm doing it for you to get better benefits, and
And whatever you're saying, I know it's true, because, that's what I heard too, that sometimes you got to shift things around. So I think you will get better results,
Yes.
That's it. Whenever.
That's true. So, through this program, I'm trying to give you different things and share my different knowledge, not everything at once, not in the very first call. I'm trying to split it up, because imagine if I will throw at you everything, exercises, fasting, all of that knowledge in first hour call and say, do everything at once. That would be really hard to make this shift. You already were doing workouts and fasting and then healthy, clean keto and whatnot. We change nutrition. Mm-hmm. So I want to make it easy. I don't want to throw all of my knowledge the first call at you and say, hey, you need to do everything. I want to slowly and gradually and see what stick with you, what not. Because at the end of the day, it's up to you what to follow, what's not. I'm your coach. I'm sharing my knowledge, my experience, and all of that, right? I'm sharing with you the results and how to do things the right way, in my opinion. And then you take it for yourself, and then you see, hey, you know what? I don't really like workouts. For example, I know you like workouts, but let's say fasting, and I like maybe do clean eating, but I don't want to do necessarily keto. I want to eat a little bit more carbs, but I want to know from Alex which one is good, which one is not. So I will get this knowledge, and then I will not do workout, but I will go for a walk. So you're adapting for, ideally, I want you to do everything eventually, but different people, different things. So I never force it. Hey, try for a period of time and then say to me, if you don't like it, if you don't feel, it's okay. we adjusting it for yourself. That's why it's one-on-one coaching. It's not everything, not one program for everybody. It's not a course, right? It's me actually trying to modify and improve things that works for you. So you learn your body and also me. Understand what works for you, what not. For this week, exactly. I want to add one more thing to your daily routine or not daily routine, okay. Weekly routine, couple of times a week. Again, you know, that suggestions, you don't need to do it. It's just something that I would like you to do from time to time. So that's called, I already talked about that many times, and you know I do it pretty much every single day. So that's called cold exposure. I don't know. Do you do any kind of cold exposure? Do you do any kind of cold exposure?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, so no. So there is, again, I can create the complete huge video, 5 hours video, talking about the benefits for weight loss and the benefits for your brain and for your mitochondria in the cells and how they do the biogenesis and many, many rejuvenation. Okay. Oh, my gosh. So many things for the whole body and your spirit while you're doing the cold exposure. And I would love you to try. I would love to easily to try. You know, my way of doing things, it's not, hey, jump right away to the, do the plunge in the winter in the freezing minus 20, go and jump. No, it's always with that. I just came, by the way, with my morning cardio. I just came from that before our call, and I went to the river. I ran and I went to the river and I swim again. So I did the plunge. It's no snow anymore, but water is still cold, right? Because it's
freaking cold
anyways.
Yeah.
So, and I got it for 3 minutes. I've trained myself, so for me it's easy peasy compared to the winter. It's like, hey, I can swim more even, but I got my 3 minutes to do not make it too much of the stress, right? I don't want to die, got hypothermia or something. So I did it, and then I came back and I did the 5 minutes, this meditation of elevating heart brain coherence, elevated emotions, and that now we jump in the call. So you see, I'm not only preach that thing, I do what I preach now.
Yeah.
If we get back to the cold exposure, there is many ways we can do it. I don't want you to jump in the river or do anything crazy with the ice.
Yeah.
What I want you to do, someday you might do it, but not for now, for sure. What I want you to do is each of your, or not each, couple of times a week, after you're doing your standard hot shower, I want you to finish with 5, 10, 15 seconds of the cold. Okay. You shift the hot to the cold. Yeah. And depends on your feeling. Don't put too cold if it's too much for you. Enjoy the stress and make it slowly increasing. You will feel when you will get used to it, so you can make it longer or colder. So slowly and gently, I want you to add 5-10 seconds at the end of your every other day of your just standard hot shower, right, that you take, or bath. Just finish that with a little bit, and then please share with me how did it go and things like that. But I think that's an easy way. You go a little bit under this stress of cold shower, so to speak. You know, everything we do is stress. Fat fasting is stress. Intermittent fasting is stress. Working out is stress. Cardio is stress.
Life is stress.
Yeah, but almost everything we do is stress, but we're trying to make this stress work for us to get stronger, right? So our body, our cells, our mind, our nervous system, our every systems in the body, endocrine system, muscular system, everything get adapted and get a little bit stronger. That's how we create the different things in our body and adaptation. And that's great. So that's why I wanted you to slowly do that thing, not jump right away from the roof to the snow or something like that, right?
No.
But if you're not going to try it, that's okay. You know, I'm just suggesting. I know it's going to help your body, your mind even more. We've been training your mind lately a lot, and you've been obviously practicing that. I cannot practice the mindset for yourself. I can just share the knowledge, and you've been applying everything. I think the cold exposure will further enhance all of the benefits that we've been getting so far. Weight loss, health, blah, 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 blah. I can talk too much about that. I should stop rambling, but you got the point, right? If you want to try,
try it
and then mark it in our spreadsheet that you have. So I can keep on track if you add in that or no. And okay, so that's the main topic probably for today. Overall, we keep on doing, after your period is done, we keep on doing workouts. I checked how much you walked. I see that sometimes you walk 7,000, sometimes 14,000. As we agreed with you, walk as much as you want. You feel good, walk more if you want to. So enjoy the process. We're not doing it for weight loss, for like, hey, come on, we want to faster. No, it's our lifestyle. Yeah. Now it's your yeah. lifestyle, and you just go for a walk when you enjoy that, and don't force too much. Or
you know, it's
yeah,
it's funny because I was telling Jose the other day that I told you I enjoy walking when,
yeah,
especially we just started with the spring. So there's some days like almost 60 outside and it's sunny when I get out of work. And the first thing that I told Jose is like my body asking me, okay, let's go for a walk. It's like wow. some kind of force is pushing me, go. And yeah, I think it's like I'm trying to, you know, be healthy as I can and learning a lot of things. And yeah, I love that part. It's like, I told you, I like to walk. I was dying for the spring to come because it's like my mind was like, okay, it's almost time to go for walk, you know, open air, the sun, you can relax. And I do it, you know, I do it by myself and I listen yeah. to my music. And it's like,
yes.
when I do the walking, I try to breathe in and breathe out. Yeah. And even yeah. when I do my walking, I sleep better. It's like, I'm done, 9:30, 10 o'clock. Oh, yeah. So it's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, simple exercise. Just go for a walk, right? But people yeah. lately like, oh, no, I need to use car. I need to watch something. I need to work in office. Come on, just go for a walk from time to time. Even if you're overweight, 400 pounds, it'll get easier. And you will really learn how to lower
yeah.
it. Because I also feel yeah. this sort of like addiction for going for a walk, for going, because you're
yeah,
getting fresh
it's like
air,
an addiction,
you're getting
right?
sun. It's like, yeah, in a good way, though, in this case, right? It's
exactly.
like an addiction. Yeah,
I was telling Jose too about the fasting. It's like Mondays and Fridays. I'm so more happy than the other days. That's what I want.
Yeah, because you do fasting, right? It's like also
yeah.
addiction in a good way. Oh my gosh, same here. Yeah. Listen, how
and
did you? I forgot. Yeah. What you saying?
No, about the coffee too. It's like, oh,
mm-hmm.
this is really good. I like it. You know, it's like
you're looking forward to those bulletproof intermittent fasting days. Looking
yes.
forward for intermittent fasting
yeah.
days to a little bit prolonged. Yeah, that's incredible. Listen, I want to ask, how did your Mondays intermittent fasting went, and how many hours did you do this Monday?
Well, Monday I did almost 21. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I told you.
Yeah, it's always good. Yeah.
I enjoyed the whole 20, 21, 22 hours. It's perfect fine for me. And Friday, I did longer because I stayed until 4 o'clock.
Oh,
so I think
work,
I did
yeah.
like almost, yes, I did like 21.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. I go.
Felt good also, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have no problem. It's like I'm being addicted to fasting too.
Yeah.
It's like easy for me now. It's
that's why we don't. One of the reasons we don't fast every day, because you get too addicted, and then we need to
yeah.
save you from addiction. So hey, you have few days of fasting per week. You know, abstain.
even good addictions can be bad, right? So you see.
Yeah, so we need to even see, even if it's like good addiction, we still need to see them and control, because. I agree. This mental point, this thing that it's better to be not addicted to anything. We need to understand
yeah.
that everything is
balance.
Inside of us, and we don't need something from
yeah.
the outside. So it's better to
yeah.
keep it this way and kind of control even the good things, you know?
Yeah,
I agree.
Everything, I think, everything it should be a balance. Yeah.
Yes.
For the body to, you know.
I think we found really, really good balanced lifestyle for you, not just like dieting or something. I don't really like that word. Remember, I told you dieting comes from like, hey, you're dying. You need to eat a little bit and something not tasty, and you need to suffer all the time and work out hard and not be not happy, because then you will lose weight and then you can look good. And it's not sustainable. People doing dieting and then they just cannot. You cannot do it forever because it's not healthy, you know. We're looking for something sustainable, the lifestyle, right? So you can enjoy. Like you found fasting, you enjoy. You eat foods, you enjoy. You eat, you do this, you enjoy. And that's the balance, I believe, in my opinion. Sometimes we're flipping things around. Like, for example, in the future, I also want you to start doing more prolonged fasting from time to time, maybe 26 hours. But we're going to talk about it
sure.
later. What I'm saying is we're experimenting with experiment with my body based on the knowledge of the science. I read, you know, I read all the time different nutrition journals and the fasting and the dieting, things like that. I'm always into that. And then I got the knowledge, got the results, but the science is nothing if you don't put in your own experience and if you're not getting results. So I'm putting my, checking how my body feels and how I adapt those knowledge. And then I share it with, like, for example, with you. And then I want you to go through this process if you want to. And if it works for you, awesome. If it didn't stick to you, well, whatever. We can always get back and do what worked for you, right? We're all different at the end of the day. We're so similar and so different at the end of the day. Yeah. We're looking for works for us. So in the future, I do want to try with you, you know, a couple of more things that I've been tried on myself, on other clients, and that I've been studying again. We'll repeat that. So not everything at once, not everything in one day. For this week, again, you're already doing many things. So for this week, I want you to experiment with a little bit of cold exposure, you know, for a little bit. And that's it. That keep on rolling, keep on doing what you're doing. We're not going to change the meal plan again. We've been, you know what? You dropped like 50 pounds, I mean 48 at that very second, right? Mm-hmm. And we didn't really change, didn't really cut calories even yet. So you're basically eating from the almost, we change a little bit meal plans here and there and then we get back. But what I'm saying is we still have this really good thing in our toolbox. We have the thing of cutting calories because we didn't even cut it much. So we don't need to do it right now. But when time will come and if we hit a plateau, we will have this power, this tool in our toolbox that we might use and we might, well, shrink a little bit of your fat consumption, for example, or protein. Well, another meal plan I'll give you maybe again if that was happened. So I'm really happy how we're doing. And for now, we're not changing. Well, actually, we're not changing again anything. Already week number six or something, we're changing nothing in the meal plan, nothing in workouts. I mean, workouts, the new one I recorded for you, obviously.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy, by the way, new workouts? Did you enjoy new workouts?
But there's only one. You know. I like to exercise as well, too. The only one that I have a little bit of problem is the one that where you sit up. You know,
okay. Like,
push through it. But I'm being practiced. Even when I finish my workout, I'm being practiced. And but you're going to see my
My you will way record of
doing it.
Yes,
because you know I will my my belly fat is like it's in the way. It's like, but you will see.
But yeah, we'll see. I will see this week, the next week. I mean, tomorrow you will start recording for me the way you're doing this exercise.
You want me to start tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, Monday, you will record from Monday workouts. And then on Wednesday, right? Isn't it?
Oh, because I have my preview study.
Oh, yeah. I thought it will be done for that. No, then don't record
next
time.
This is my second day.
Yes.
Maybe by Wednesday I can.
Yeah. I thought it's like 7 day or something. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You're right. You will record when time will come and I will laugh after that. From there and then we'll fix your if something there to fix in terms of the
but I think that was the only one. That was the only one that was really hard for I think it's my belly fat.
Yeah.
But everything else seems okay for me. Yeah.
Good. I already recorded for you for the next month also workouts pre-recorded. So I have them for you. It's good. You're going to love them as well. I love them. Record them. It's heavy. Sometimes it's heavy. Sometimes it's so intense, you know. So, but I always teach you to play. Don't go always extra miles. Sometimes if you feel not good, sick or something, just go a bit easier in your body. Make less rounds than you usually would do. That's okay. Feel your body, learn your body. Don't always come on to the very end, push, because it's also not good. It's good to push from time to time. Most of the time I push during my workouts, but sometimes if I wake up, didn't get a good sleep, or maybe I feel a little bit sick or whatever, I would go and I would do easier. I would do less. I will might rest more or push not to the edge of my abilities, or I would do less sets or less weight. I will pick, depends on the workouts, right? So different things, and that's what I also wanted you to to bring into your life and go with that, keep this knowledge with yourself by, again, learning your body, not only with fasting, not only with foods, with heart, with exercise, with every freaking stress. We're talking a lot with you, sleep, we're talking a lot. Those are the most important things, I think, in life, and of course in weight loss, because weight loss is a part of the life. And that's what I'm trying to share with you and keep on learning myself. And if I see something works well, I always going to be keep on sharing that with you, because I think it's legit.
No, okay, so it is everything so far.
So so what do we have? We talked about what the meal plan, same exercises, we talk your period, we know that, we discussed this and that, we discussed cold shower. I don't know, is something else left that I wanted to discuss? I think no, overall we're doing well. Let's see how the next week, what the results will bring us. If necessary, obviously we will change the meal plan a bit or other things in order to keep on losing weight as we've been doing already for the last 5 months and 1 week, which is 21 weeks if you calculate by weeks. That's a big journey and incredible result. You drop almost 50 pounds for that period of time. And I love your results. I love your feelings. I love how you look, how you feel, everything in general. It's a complex. It's a whole thing, whole package.
Whole package, yes. You're right.
All right. Yeah. So you have some questions for this call or for whatever, actually. Do you have some questions? Want to talk
the
something?
The cold shower. Yes. The cold showers. Does it matter morning or nighttime?
It doesn't. It doesn't matter. I do it anytime I feel. Anytime I feel really. So it doesn't matter the time. Yep.
Okay. And you know what? I keep forgetting. Yes. How many calories I'm doing like right now on my meal plan? Do you have any idea?
Yes, I have an idea. Roughly, it's about 1,700 calories. But you know that we don't go linear, because sometimes you fast and sometimes you get in like less some foods. Sometimes you get in the you fast longer and you eat less. Sometimes you have the before meal snack. So it's varies anywhere from 1,500. Actually even less, from 1,300 on the big fastest days when you skip in there eating what's that, the snacks and whatnot, to maybe 1,800 calories overall, something like that, I think. That's what I know, what I see, what you're showing me based on the meal plan. But if you eat sometimes and don't show me, like in a birthday or something, then of course I cannot comprehend how much you eat there. Yeah. Maybe roughly 2,000 calories or something. But come on, it's normal amount of calories because for your height and all of that, we're doing really well, right? You 5.1 or something, or 4.9. 4.9.
Yeah.
So, do you feel like you're starving or something, that you need to eat more?
No.
No, right?
I was curious. No,
just to understand. I don't try to cut too much to do not slow down metabolism. I always try to ask you if you feel starvation or something. We don't want that.
No.
And so overall, it's about 1,700 you eat. You can say daily 1,700 calories. Something like that.
No, I'm fine like this.
But based on different meal plans that I provide, we'll cut it a bit or add it, depends on the different circumstances and the goals. So it's changing. But for now, if I would say, you eat about 1,700 per day, 1,700 calories ish.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Okay, good to know.
All right, Roxanne, it was a great call. I will shoot you the link to the after the call. I will shoot you the link to our next weekly call as usual.
Sure.
And keep on working. We're doing really, really well.
Okay,
we're gonna reach all of your ideal goals in no time, but in the right time, right? So say hi to Jose, say hi to Alex, and have a wonderful week. Okay.
Thank you, Alex. Take care. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Roxanne.
Okay.
Bye. Alright guys, for those of you who want a more personal touch, who need some help, maybe building your exercises routine, maybe your meal plans, mindset training, things like that, then I want to say that I have a one-on-one online personal
trainer coaching program where I work with clients on one-on-one basis online, and I build meal plans, workout routines if necessary, and other things. We have a weekly Zoom calls and whatnot. There's a whole program. And if you want to find out more about that, if you want to lose weight or improve your health, things like that, then go to biohackbody.com.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love you to leave an honest review on iTunes. It does help a little bit to spread my word out so this podcast can reach more people, so we can help as many people as we possibly can change their health and their lives for better. And don't forget to subscribe to Alex Yegorov's Keto and Intermittent Fasting Lifestyle Podcast for future episodes. I see you there.